Your view on divorce and remarriage is narrower than many other Christians, even in your church. How does this affect your ministry to them? Well, that's true, and it might be good to just clarify what that means. My understanding is that Christ's ideal for marriage is one man, one woman, in covenant, as long as they both shall live, so that if a divorce happens, that does not free a person to remarry as long as the spouse is living. That's a very minority view. It's not one that is shared by, I suppose, a lot of Christians, but that's where I am. It's my understanding of all the texts in the Gospels, as well as Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 and 7, Romans 7. The way it affects my people is that I preached a series of messages on marriage, and two of them were on this issue, and I simply looked them right in the eye and I said, we as a church do not have one mind on this. Not even the leaders, the elders, do not have one mind on this. What do? You cannot in a church discipline people single-handedly. That's not what church discipline is. Church discipline is when the church acts. So if a church doesn't have a mind on something, it can't act. It can't put somebody out of the church for an act that the church is divided in half or over. So we have to find who we are as a church. And so what we did was we came up with a statement that I and all the elders could agree on. We would go as far biblically as we could find one mind together, and then that functions as the way we hold each other accountable. Now, emotionally, it's awkward. It is. And yet I have been so thankful that given how much we share in common with each other at deeper, bigger, stronger, eternal levels, even people, divorced people, who know I disapprove of what they did, can relate to me and I to them, because my position is that once you have entered a marriage you shouldn't have entered, God can redeem it. I mean, there are many people who are in marriages that they themselves would say, I shouldn't have entered. Might have married an unbeliever, for example, and now she's a believer, but divorce would be one, that would be another. And they know it shouldn't have happened, and yet given the nature of grace and God's ability to redeem something. There's so many places in the Bible where he redeems things that shouldn't have been and uses them for his glory, that they know that I'm saying to them right now, I am for this marriage that you're in. Shouldn't have happened, and I will work with you to make it as good as it can possibly be. So not everybody clicks with that, but plenty do, and I think because of grace, we can have a very redemptive relationship.